Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The chicken wings are on point. I get it.
I
understand, Lucci, but yeah. What's up? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your new favorite podcast, brought to you by Hip Hop DX, where we keep you updated on everything that's happening in hip hop culture. I am one of your hosts, your lovely hosts, cultural liaison, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
Yes, it's Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
And we're starting off with a bang. Chris Brown is being sued for his dog allegedly biting his cleaning lady. Mm. Lil Nas X is claiming his song Montero is being taken down from different streaming platforms. They're trying to hold Montero back, man. YFN Lucci's bond might be revoked over studio visits and strip club visits, all type of nefarious activities.
Okay, big word. Okay.
Then we have an update on the Ushbuck scandal. Mm-hmm. Was he really throwing fake money in the strip club?
Was he?
We shall see. There's also other rumors that need to be cleared up about Jay-Z, Beyonce, and DMX. Let's get down to it. Okay, so starting with this Chris Brown lawsuit, this was something I was not expecting.
Yeah, this one came out completely random, but apparently, Chris Brown, well, not apparently, Chris Brown has two cleaning ladies, a woman and her sister, that clean his home twice a week for $600 a day. So there's the backstory. But the woman's name is Patricia Avila, and in documents, she's going on to say that Chris had dogs in the house, and things got violent. She's alleging that one of the dogs, his Caucasian Shepherd of Charka breed, is claiming that it has a history of being violent and aggressive towards people. So what happened was she's also claiming that her and her sister went out to the backyard to empty a vacuum, and before you knew it, the animal was on top of her sister and tearing her body to shreds. This is what the documents are saying.
To shreds,
ripping 3 to 4 inches of skin off her arm, and allegedly bit her face and leg as well.
No, that's not a joke, though. Like, I've seen people get bitten by dogs, and they literally take chunks out of your flesh. Like, the ones that bite you like that, they take chunks out of your flesh. And that these details are not going to be hard to prove if that's really what happened. Like, she's going to have the scars to show it and all of that. So there's really no denying it or getting around it.
Right. It's like, we didn't see pictures or anything, but she's saying that they were able to get the dog off of her sister. And Chris was the one who called 911. So they're saying that Chris was there. So
so he probably knows what happens. He's probably going to wind up settling. If he goes to court and fights it, he's going to have to give her money anyway. It might not be as much money as she's asking for. So he's probably going to try to settle it 9 out of 10, like, and just be like, all right, how much do you want?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you a little bit less than that if it's a lot. And then just go from there. Because if you know your dog bit this lady and took chunks of her flesh out, 3 to 4 inches of skin, like, just pay up, pay the medical bills.
The medical bills,
pay
yeah.
money for the damages, the time to heal and recover. She may want to still even keep working for him after this. If you get the dog under control and locked down, I don't know. But but that's a serious situation. Dog bites are no joke.
Yeah, she's suing Chris Brown for and asking for damages, claiming he failed to protect her from the unreasonable risk of harm from the dog. And it's also important to note that the woman Avila is not the alleged bite victim. It's her sister, but it's unclear if the sister is going to file another separate suit.
So, got you. So she's filing this suit on her sister's behalf.
Right. That's what it sounds like. And for all the damages and stuff.
So. Okay. We'll see what happens. I feel like they're going to handle this responsibly. I feel like Chris is going to handle this.
I hope
so. Especially if he's the one that called the cops. Like, that means you know it was looking bad.
Whew, that's crazy. I cannot imagine. I do not want to get bit by a dog, shred to pieces by a dog.
Right. Like that's traumatic. And then she's probably going to be scared every time she sees a dog after this. Like,
yeah, that's
it's
crazy.
It's going to be crazy. Now, another crazy thing, Lil Nas X's song Montero, the one that everybody's been hating on. Well, a lot of people have been hating on. Not everybody. Some people loved it. But it's now being scrubbed from streaming services, allegedly. Lil Nas X has said it's getting taken down off different websites and all that. So what happened? Like, why are they taking it down?
I don't think they understand. Well, they probably have a reason why it's getting taken down because of all the backlash between the Satan shoes and the music video. But Lil Nas X had tweeted yesterday. He said, "Not even joking. Everybody stream Call Me By Your Name hard today because it may no longer be available tomorrow," meaning today, "and there's nothing I can really do about it. Thanks for all the support, though."
Oh, my goodness. What happened? I thought the Illuminati was stronger than this. Like, how was this getting taken down off streaming services?
That's what I want to know, too. But he's saying, you know, if it gets taken off streaming services, he's going to take it and upload it to Pornhub. What's his next thing?
He's trolling again, man. Let me go search it right now. I'm going to go on Spotify
and see if
Montero is up there. Let's go. Let's do a live test.
Yeah, let's see.
Montero. Sounds like it's up here.
Is it up there?
Yeah, it's still up here. It's still on Spotify. Maybe it's another streaming service he's talking about. I don't know. But it's on Spotify. So I don't know if this is trolling or if they're really taking his song down and there's something legal going on behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure. But he said, did he give a reason, like, as far as why it's being taken down, or he just said it's coming down?
Lil Nas X was saying that it would be coming down and was like telling people to, you know, like screen record it while you can and things like that. But so it made it seem like maybe he's trying to boost it up more by doing that. But then Columbia Records tweeted, "Thanks for all your comments regarding Lil Nas X Montero. It's unfortunately out of our control, but we are doing everything possible to keep the song up on streaming services. We will keep you up to date as we hear more. Thank you for understanding." So now Columbia came in.
Okay.
And so now it's like, oh, maybe it is something
coming
going
down.
On.
Yeah, yeah, it must be something behind the scenes. I don't know. Man, the prayer warriors.
They coming in.
They got to them. They got to Lil Nas X's team and the legal people that are taking this down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Somebody else that might need some prayer warriors come pretty soon.
Okay.
Is YFN Lucci, because his bond might be revoked over studio time and strip club visits.
Come on,
since
Lucci.
Since when is that illegal?
I guess now it is now. You never know, 2021.
So what happened? Why are they trying to revoke his bond?
Apparently, YFN Lucci has some strict bond conditions once he got out off of the $500,000 bond. It says he violated his conditions. He went to a recording studio and a strip club. And apparently, he wasn't supposed to do that. That's one of the things.
But was he on house arrest?
Right, like I don't...
Or those were just, they had certain prohibited activities. Like, all right, you can't go here, here, and here. But I can't see them, unless he was on house arrest, I can't see them telling him he can't go to the studio. Like, that's a part of his career. That's how he makes a living. That's part of his job. Unless he has a studio in his house and he kind of like guaranteed them of that. Like, oh, I have a studio at home.
Yeah.
I can record at home. And then he wound up going to the studio. That might have been something. I don't know. That's just my speculation on it. But if they tell you not to go to the studio or be at the strip club or not to go to your mama house and you want to stay out of jail, you better do that.
Yeah, I don't see why. It was like, I know the strip club is good. You know, the food is good.
The chicken wings are on point. I get it.
I
understand, Lucci, but
nah,
you don't want to risk your freedom for that.
Yeah, they're saying he went to the strip club the same day he was out. And they also say it's the same club that was at the center of the investigation into a gang-related shooting.
Oh,
so you got
that's
that on
the too. Kicker. That's the kicker. The club that was in the middle of a gang-related shooting investigation. And that's the one you decided to go. Come on, Lucci.
At all the clubs in Atlanta.
Shaking my head. So his attorney did make a comment. His name is Drew Finling. And he told TMZ that this attempt to revoke his bond is without merit and is replete with factual and legal inaccuracies. We will zealously fight this motion and we will with every aspect of this legally flawed prosecution.
Well put.
very, very T.I. words put in there.
Yeah.
A lot of big T.I. words put in there. He's basically saying they're capping and they're just trying to find a reason to revoke his bond, and mm-hmm. they're using anything to do it.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Layman's terms. That's what they're saying. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully he can stay out of jail.
Yeah.
Now on to the Ushbuck scandal.
Uh-oh.
The scandal that set social media ablaze. First of all, my Ush card came in the mail. You know, I'm not like the peasants. I don't gotta use my Ush bucks. You know, I got the card, okay?
Ush card.
Next level with it, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
I posted a pic of my Ush card on Instagram if you wanna go see it. At Asia Sky. it's real popping. These Ush bucks is hot in these streets.
Definitely big things going on with the Ush bucks.
Now if you don't know what Ush bucks are, so Usher was accused of throwing fake money in the strip club a few nights ago. One of the strippers that was in the club actually posted up this whole expose on Usher.
Mm-hmm.
She had pictures of the money with Usher's face printed on it.
Mm-hmm.
And she posted up and said that's the money that Usher threw at the strippers in the club.
Yeah.
So everybody's jumping down Usher's throat on social media saying how messed up it is. And apparently now that's not the case. That's not what happened, according to the club, right?
Yes. So a little bit backstory. So this happened at a club in Vegas called Sapphire.
Mm-hmm.
And a rep for the club was saying that Usher did not tip the strippers with his fake money and actually had authentic greenbacks and, you know, real money. And I guess how it started was basically not on us, but the people insinuated that these strippers had gotten the bogus money because the woman who had posted it in the beginning said, ladies, what would you do if you danced all night and Usher threw this? So I guess mm-hmm. we just ran, people took it like,
no, don't try to re-spin it and backplay it.
Right.
She said, this is getting ridiculous. They need to have a money spending minimum when mm-hmm. people come in the strip club. I remember what she said. So she didn't just imply, mm-hmm. she like added that little part on at the end saying,
right.
oh, they need to have a money spending minimum and this is starting to get ridiculous. Well, what was getting ridiculous if he wasn't spending the fake money? Like, what do you... She knew what she was saying when she said that, and she knew what she was doing. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're trying to clean it up now. I get it. But either she was lying or he really was throwing fake money and this is the cleanup. So it's one
right.
or the other.
Yeah, another part of the cleanup part is sources that are close to Usher were saying that somebody in his crew left the straight Usher dollars behind on the stage as a bit of a gag, both to be jokey but also promote his new Vegas residency.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Okay. This residency been announced, but all right.
True.
This residency has been was it last year? I think it got announced or something
yeah.
like that. Something pretty long ago actually. But okay, if y'all was trying to promote the residency, I get it. But I do believe that Usher did throw real money too. Now was he throwing the fake money mixed in with the real money?
Had to.
We don't know.
I think so. Because once I was seeing all that and other Twitter stories came out saying that Usher was like, he was at like a mall one time and like he had like a jacket on and like finessed and like was dapping up with everybody at the store and then ended up walking out with the jacket on. And he finessed like first class seats. So it was stories and stories and stories
wow.
about Usher scamming.
Dang, everybody Usher been scamming all along.
That's what it was. Stories, Asia, like everything. Everybody had a story of like people who worked in retail or like the club, and like how Usher would like just kind of pocket other people money and take other things out the store. I'm saying, yo, not Usher.
Usher, you are rich. You are a multimillionaire. Maybe that's why you have to scam.
Maybe that's why he is so rich, because he know how to scam.
Hey, so. I never thought about it like that. I don't know. This is all alleged, though. You know,
yeah,
we don't
alleged.
Know any of this for fact.
Mm-hmm.
But are you going to apply for your Ush card, or are you, you know, are you still going to use cash? Are you going to use Ush bucks?
I can't be on peasant level like you said. I got to get me an Ush card.
Okay, man. Yeah. You know, hit me. I got the plug. I can show you how to turn 200 Ush bucks into 2,000 Ush bucks. So
hit up Asia Sky, y'all.
Hit me up. Now, speaking of other rumors that needed clearing up, there was this thing going around about Beyonce and Jay-Z supposedly buying DMX's masters after he died to give mm-hmm. to his family.
Yeah.
Now, I saw this and immediately knew it wasn't true, because if they did do that, it wouldn't have gotten out that fast, and they wouldn't have wanted people to know that information if they really did something. That's just how Jay-Z and Beyonce go about doing charitable acts and nice stuff for people. Yeah. So I saw it and instantly was like, oh, this is fake. This is not true. But I saw tons of different people sharing it on social media, as people do. And even a few celebrities and, you know, people with bigger profiles and platforms started sharing it too. So Swiss Beatz went on one of their platforms and basically dispelled the rumor. At Shaka Bars had reposted the story saying that B and J bought DMX's Masters, and Swiss Beatz was in the comments and he was like, not true, King. Now, the rumor had got so bad that DMX's family actually had to come out and make a statement. They said, there have been a few rumors following our loved one Earl Simmons' passing that we want to clear up. No one has bought Earl's Masters. Additionally, we are not selling any merch or raising money for Earl's funeral. Translation, we not broke. Please stop.
Period. But
my thing is, okay, I get it. Some people don't research before they go ahead and post and share stuff. So I get that certain people just saw the story and was like, oh, that's dope, and reposted it. I get that. Yeah. But to the person that actually sat there and made that up, you gotta be a little bit sick in the head to think like, oh, Jay-Z and Beyonce, how can I work them into this? Okay,
yeah.
They bought DMX's Masters. Like, who sits and makes something like that up?
It was for $10 million or something like that. So,
and you know why I know that somebody sat and thought and made that up and was like, oh, let me spread this? Because this happens every time somebody major in the culture dies. Mm-hmm. They always find a way to work Jay-Z and Beyonce into it. It's very weird.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
It's weirdo behavior, and I don't understand it. Like, do they think it's going to get the attention of Jay-Z and Beyonce, or like, what is it? What is this phenomenon? It's very weird. They need to do like research on this, scientific research, because this is not the first time this has happened. Like, when Nipsey died, they were saying Beyonce and Jay-Z did certain things for his family, and maybe they did, but it wasn't what had come out, because they came out and corrected it. So it's like, every time someone big in hip-hop dies, they always bring Beyonce and Jay-Z into it.
Do they just want them to be the ones to save
everybody,
or be helpful or something?
Maybe they think it's going to, I think they think that it's going to get their attention or something. I don't know. It's weirdo behavior though. Like, why would you just make up a rumor out of the clear blue sky like that about somebody who just passed away? Like, people make up rumors about living celebrities all the time, but like to make it up over a, I don't know, man. I just got I'm racking my brain right now.
It's weirdo behavior, like you said, weirdo behavior.
Woo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On that note, let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
it got too weird for me just when
too
I read
weird.
That.
Yeah.
That's going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you get your podcast, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We always have new YouTube community questions up there. We like to get your comments, engage, interact, and we read some of your comments on air. So definitely subscribe.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter, for more information and more daily news at HipHopDX.
Yep. You can always follow us, too, at Asia Sky. If you need your Ush card, you know, just hit that follow button.
Period. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter as well at Adub.
Yes, we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.